Guys, I'm sick of my hairstyle. I want a new one. Keep in mind, my hair is very thin and straight. So let me know in the comments what you think I should do.
You can have mine.
I can have your hair? I already have a tuft of it. Microsoft is reportedly shelving Windows 10X, the operating system that was supposed to run on dual-screen foldable tablets like the announced, but not released, Surface Pro Neo, which I guess is just gonna run macOS now. I mean, what other choice does it have?
It's not.
The news comes by a generally trustworthy Microsoft news person, Brad Sams. Sam Brads, who says many of the 10X's key features are instead being plugged into regular old Windows 10, making Windows 10X the latest in a long line of alternative versions of Windows that seem kind of cool at first, but eventually get ignored. I'll see you later. It's all very frustrating. I don't want to believe that the conventional laptop design we have today is the best we're ever going to get, but I also don't want to read Riley's bad grammar every time I host this show. But here we are.
We will read it.
Epic Games versus Apple, the trial of the century, rages on. 4 days into the court proceedings, arguments, evidence, and witness testimony are flying around so chaotically it's leaving people questioning what a video game even is. Or if my intonation was clear in that last sentence. Do you know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's Roblox.
One key subplot in development concerns Microsoft and their Xbox ecosystem, which is closed in similar ways to iOS. Apple argues that both it and Microsoft provide open desktop operating systems, macOS and Windows, as well as closed, more specialized platforms, iOS and Xbox. So Cupertino's walled garden and 30% revenue cut are no different than Redmond's. You see, it's a synecdoche. Redmond stands for Microsoft. You see,
it's where they live.
Yes, it's their home. But Epic counter argues that Microsoft claims to sell Xbox consoles at cost, meaning their 30% cut of Xbox digital purchases makes sense. It appears that no matter who wins the case, it has inflamed a global conversation about antitrust and rashes generally. For example, Sony is now facing a lawsuit for restricting digital PS5 game sales to the PlayStation Store instead of allowing third parties to sell codes. Do we own our devices? Can I get Fortnite skins as NFTs already? Will iPhones eventually be sentient? And if they are, will they be smarter than Siri?
I hope so.
Only the trial can give us these answers.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
And a fresh leak has shone more light on Intel's mysterious gaming GPUs, with Igor's lab publishing a block diagram and specs for Intel's DG2 graphics card. So far, it appears that there could be at least 5 variants of the GPU, but perhaps the more interesting bit of information is the block diagram itself, which indicates there will be mobile variants as well. That means we could see laptops with Intel CPUs and discrete GPUs, although the leaks make it look like we'll get thin and light notebooks before we get beefy gaming laptops. So, in fact, that's the most exciting thing about this, is you'll probably be able to buy it when it comes out, because no one will want it.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
I should have written that.
Yeah, well. Now it's time for the Quick Bits, brought to you by Honey, the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes on lots of your favorite stores, including Amazon, eBay, Newegg, Razor, Best Buy, Walmart, and more. I like more. All you have to do is click Apply Coupons when you're at the checkout page and wait for Honey to search for the best working coupons. It's so easy. Honey gets a small commission from sites where Honey saves you money, which means it's free for you and installs in just 2 clicks. You can count them, 1, 2. So get Honey for free right now and join honey.com/techlinked. Or click the link below. There's no time for a silly Quick Bits thing. I gotta get a haircut now!
What?
Security firm Checkpoint Research has discovered a vulnerability in Qualcomm mobile processors that could allow for hackers to listen in on phone calls and texts. Well, they'll read the text. Yep. If you didn't know it, Qualcomm is kind of everywhere in the mobile space, and the researchers say this flaw may be exploitable on at least 30% of all phones, everywhere. Dang.
That's a third, almost.
Fractions. Apple's closed ecosystem is looking pretty attractive right now. Let us into the wall guard. Wait, so Apple has Qualcomm though, no?
Open the floodgates.
They don't count?
No.
You said all phones everywhere. That made me think it was Android and iOS.
No, you're way off.
DigiTimes reports that Sony plans to make a smaller PS5 Slim next year, which could also feature a new semi-customized 6-nanometer version of the vanilla PS5's 7-nanometer chip. And that seems impressive until you learn that IBM just made a 2-nanometer chip the size of a fingernail with 50 billion transistors. So I guess you shouldn't get excited about anything, ever,
Don't
again.
Bother. Fingernails are 2 nanometers long.
I wish my was that big. Google just took their fight with Roku to the next effing level after Roku removed the YouTube TV app from their platform. Today, Google simply added YouTube TV functionality into the main YouTube app. So take that. They sidestepped the whole argument altogether. Also, YouTube TV just showed up on PS5. So if you've got one, You can just use that. Roku. What does that even mean? Were they invented by Netflix?
It's not an acronym.
They were. Google made another sassy move this week. It's enabling two-factor authentication for all users by default, which is sure to confuse all the normies out there. I see you have boomers scratched out, who still don't know what two-factor authentication is. Well, here's what it is. It means you're less likely to get hacked, Gene. Okay?
Gene never reads the manual.
Cut off Gene.
Cut it off.
Jorts. And keep your eyes on the sky this weekend because the booster module that China casually flung from its Long March 5B rocket is expected to continue its uncontrollable descent towards the Earth and crash somewhere. Where? No one knows. That's half the fun, shooting stuff into space. Otherwise, what's the point?
Where's it gonna, maybe it'll land in my backyard.
We knew where that Model S was gonna go, so I didn't even bother watching. I like my space junk to be unpredictable. There's no point in continuing this episode or continuing watching this since you know where this is going to. I'm gonna go home.
Oh.
And when I come back on Monday, I'll have a middle part.